Jamie Thomas from Jets TV. Mr. Thomas, your Tuesday definitely is not going as well as the Jets captain.
No, not even the same ballpark. Not even the same sport. I would love to start the day with that type of announcement, but it's big news for the Winnipeg Jets now and going forward for 5 years at least.
Well, again, anytime a player, especially a notable player like Wheeler, is entering the final year of their current deal, you kind of have it in the back of your mind, but I don't imagine you're waking up today expecting news on a Blake Wheeler extension. Did this kind of come out of left field, or was this something most in Winnipeg had anticipated the last week or so?
Well, Jets TV was supposed to cover off the Manitoba Sports Hall of Fame display announcement at noon today, so this was a much bigger announcement. I didn't expect it today, and I was kind of wondering how many times Blake was going to have to answer the question about, you're an unrestricted free agent heading into this next season. What's that going to be like for you? Now he doesn't have to answer those questions. So he mentioned that earlier, a little bit earlier today on the radio about not having to deal with those questions. Now you go forward and wonder, a guy that was 31 last year, 32 now, had his best season ever in the National Hockey League, had 91 points last year, was tied for first in the NHL with assists with 68. And the head coach of the Jets, Paul Maurice, said he feels Wheeler could play at a high level into his 40s. They don't. This deal does not go into his 40s. But I think if there's anybody on this Jets team that could play at a high level for the extended contract, it's Blake Wheeler. So to me, it's a good signing. It's something I felt it's a good thing they didn't let linger over the season, because I think Wheeler has earned that right not to have to deal with those types of questions. So to me, I think this is good value and a good deal for the Jets, and the core continues to be locked up going forward, and then maybe that window is going to be a little bit longer in terms of Stanley Cup competition.
Yeah, it's crazy. We're trying to think of comparables as always when a contract is signed, and it's hard to compare the. Yeah, and it's hard to compare the players, but I was looking at the situations, Jamie, because in Calgary, okay, they weren't coming off a Western Conference final appearance, but they believed they were kind of going towards a window to win, and they signed Mark Giordano, their captain, at 32 years old for a 6-year deal, knowing that, the last couple of years of that deal probably aren't going to be terrific. You're just hoping the drop-off is not going to be dramatic. Now Wheeler does the same thing. Again, it's only a 5-year deal. But the AAV maybe a little higher because you wanted that term shorter. But you look at it at the end of the day, much like the Flames did with Giordano, and you just look at it and say, okay, yeah, maybe there's going to be some bad years, but we can't really afford to let this guy go. We have to sign him.
Yeah, and can you imagine, the picture that it paints for the guys that have committed here long-term, like Mark Scheifele, Patrick Laine eventually, I would assume, is going to sign here long-term as well. But that's a bad message. And for a guy that has been the captain for 3 years, has taken a leadership role. And I don't think it's mentioned enough. Last year when Mark Scheifele went down before the new year, Wheeler goes to Paul Maurice, asks the head coach, I'll play center if you want me to. Like, how many guys, go off their most comfortable position, even though he has played center earlier in his career, and says the coach officially, I will do this for you if it's going to help us win. And he played very well there. The Jets didn't miss much of Mark Scheifele. I think they only lost 3 games of regulation over the 14 games that he was out of the lineup. So that can't be understated or overstated enough, but that moment for Blake Wheeler and just the presence he has in the dressing room is one of those unsung things that you can't put a dollar value on, right? This is a very young hockey team, and it has to be driven by his leadership group. Of course, Dustin Byfuglien plays a large part in that as well for the Jets, and of course, Brian Little. But Blake Wheeler is the captain, so the message that he sends to his much younger teammates is a positive one and a good one, and I think there's more to just what he does on the ice that what this contract means to him and the organization.
So that being said, I kind of imagine where your next answer is going to go, but you were talking about sending a message to younger players. I don't know how tenacious the situation is now, Jamie, but I know there was a lot of talk around Jacob Trouba. He's entering the final year of his deal. Does this help convince Trouba to stay long-term?
Well, I think there's more to that than, Trouba wants to be paid like a number one defenseman, and he is essentially that, maybe 1A, 1B, because he's paired with Josh Morris. He is the Jets, top defense pairing against the other team's best lines. Now, Trouba sees what's going on, and he said throughout last year he likes Winnipeg, he likes the direction his team is heading. I think there's a much better feeling with Trouba and the Jets than there was, say, 2 years ago, the last time they kind of went to arbitration and had this kind of same issue. So what is going on here for the Jets in terms of on-ice success has to sell Trouban the long-term, you know, feeling and the ability to win here in Winnipeg, maybe than it, a lot more than it was 2 years ago. So it depends what he wants. Does he want to be with a winning team, or does he want to chase dollars? Because you can't blame him either way, right? You can't blame a player for trying to maximize their value with regards to that next contract, because it's a, such a limited window in the National Hockey League to play at a, such a high level. So I think Trouba honestly believes this is, this team is headed in the right direction. There's no doubt about that. I just what he and his agent believe, what their value, and can the Jets give that to him next year when these conversations, like January 1st, they can start talking again about a contract extension. But here's the other thing that plays into that. You have Kyle Connor, who scored 31 goals this year. He's coming, his entry-level deal expires at the end of this year. We've already talked about Patrick Laine. Andrew Kopp is an integral part of the third and fourth line. His entry-level deal expires next year. So there's a lot of money to be doled out, but not much. Sorry, there's a lot of players that are in that need of more money, but how much is left at that point? But Kevin Cheveldayoff has done a masterful job so far here in Winnipeg, getting guys to sign and get the important players, the you know, the core group to commit long-term to the Jets. Can they do that with Jacob Trouba? That remains to be seen, but they're painting a very good picture and presenting a very good case for him to stay here as well. And let us not forget about Calgary native Josh Morrissey. Yeah. I'm an idiot forgetting him. He still has not yet to sign his new deal, but that, I think, is eventually going to come here. But how much is it going to be? A bridge deal, or is it going to be another long-term deal? There's a lot of answers to be had here as the Jets get closer and closer to training camp.
Just a few more for Jamie Thomas from Jets TV. Winnipeg signing Blake Wheeler to a five-year extension today worth over $40 million. You just mentioned Morrissey. That's where I was going to go next. Just quickly, yeah. Do you think it's going to be a bridge or long-term deal? Obviously, long-term deal gives you some, you know, some clarity as to where that cap is going to go. But yeah. I don't know if the Morrissey camp is looking at that.
Yeah, you look at where Morrissey's standing from. Does a bridge deal serve you better, trying to see where this whole thing shakes down? Again, another player that's completely committed to being a Winnipeg Jet. There's no question about that because of how good this team is right now. But if you got to look at both sides of the fence. You do the bridge deal and then get a much bigger contract the next when that bridge deal expires, or do you go with a team-friendly deal and go the long-term deal as well? But for financial and, you know, long-term commitment for on both sides. So, I mean, Josh Morrissey last year played 81 games, should have played 82 because they rested him, right? And the guy is unbelievably underappreciated if you're not here watching him night in and night out, because he could put up points on the power play, but that's just not where he's at right now with Tyler Myers in the second unit, Dustin Byfuglien on the first power play unit. But Morrissey could give more in terms of offense and probably would mean more for the dollar value he's going to get. But the thing is that, again, as I mentioned earlier, he plays against the other team's top group with Jacob Trouba, block shots, doesn't miss any games. He's been fortunate enough to not, you know, have any serious injuries to keep him out of the lineup, and it's just a solid defender all the way around and keeps getting better and better every night that he plays in the National Hockey League. So there's, I think, you know, if I'm him, I'm looking at a bridge deal, but I'm not in that. I'm not Josh Morrissey. I'm not the Winnipeg Jets, but that's something that's going to be answered here pretty soon, I would have to believe.
Just quickly before we let you go, in about a minute or less, what are you expecting in training camp? What type of battles are we looking at? Or are the Jets pretty much set when it comes to you know, how their roster is going to look this season?
Well, Toby Enstrom departing and going to Sweden to finish out his hockey career back home leaves a hole beside Dustin Byfuglien, right? So who fills in there? Joe Morrow did a good job. He signed a one-year deal in the offseason after being brought over at the trade deadline. Does he fit in there? Tucker Poolman is another good option in that position. Another guy that's a younger player that signed a three-year contract extension in the offseason. Doesn't have a whole lot of NHL experience, but he's in that 24, 25-year-old range. Interesting to see how the second-line center position fills out with Paul Stastny's departure to the Vegas Golden Knights after signing a three-year deal with them in the offseason as an unrestricted free agent. Should they go back to Brian Little, who's had success with Patrick Laine and Nikolai Ehlers, or does Jack Roslovic, a youngster who was named to the American League All-Star team last year before being called up by the Jets and staying up with the big club for most of the year, does he slot in between the youngsters? So I think there's some answers. The Jets are pretty solid throughout the lineup. There's not going to be many surprises. And where does Christian Vesalainen fit in? That's another big question that will be answered throughout training camp here in Winnipeg. So it's the team is solid. It's just filling in certain holes that have been filled with the guys like Toby Enstrom and Paul Stastny, the parser that comes up next.
Well, I know certainly after last year's playoff run, the excitement, I'm sure, is just ramped up tenfold now with the calendar flipping to September. Jamie, as always, appreciate your time. We'll let you go, and I'm sure we'll catch up very soon.
Thanks, man. Sorry about the cell phone issue.
That's all good. Appreciate it. There is Jamie Thomas.